What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bringing you 5 topics on their minds today. On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
5 on it, the game day edition. Outside of quarterback Caleb Williams, which Bears player do you expect to have the biggest impact on the offensive side of the ball in tonight's season opener against the Vikings? How about the player that will have the biggest impact on defense?
You're raring to go, Marshall. I think in honor of A, your shirt, and B, your vibe, you should go first.
Hey, can you explain your shirt real quick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, the classic Houston 35. Buffalo 3, third quarter, 8:58 on the clock. Guess what? Houston would not hold on to that lead. And the Bills would go on to the Super Bowl where they would, of course, lose because that's what they do when they go to the Super Bowl. In honor of last night's comeback win, which, of course, 15 points with 4 minutes left in the game. Yeah, I think that was right.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good pull to pull this one. As far as my players on offense... Give me the left tackle. Whoever's standing there, just give me the left tackle. Give me the left tackle. I think that in order for Ben Johnson's everything to work, the left tackle just has to do his job, and everything else will fall into place. But the left tackle, if he gives up sacks and pressure and everything else, then things will go horribly wrong on offense. I have faith in everybody else to do their job because that's what they invested in. As far as defense, anybody want to guess? Because I think I've made it very clear for the last, 6 weeks?
Tell them for the people.
It's Dio. Do something or else. Do something or else.
Oh, Dangbo. That's actually become the middle name on this show. Dio, do something or also Dangbo.
I like that.
It's your vibe, so I feel like that's good. I am taking a different stance on offense outside of Caleb Williams. Give it... the rookie Colston Loveland.
Mm.
I think he's going to be an X factor. Ben Johnson did use the term Sam Laporta when it came to Colston Loveland. So how does that work? And over the weekend, how much two tight end set personnel did we see? We saw a lot. It was very successful. I feel like you saw tight wings. You saw two tight end sets. So in this case, I feel like Colston Loveland is going to be an X factor in this game. In fact, I think it might affect the previous Sam Panayotovich comment about over-under on DeAndre Swift rushing touchdowns. Could he catch a touchdown, in fact? That's how I feel like the tight end will be used. On defense, I think it's got to be somebody on the defensive line. Because what's going on? Welcome back, Andrew Billings.
Oh,
welcome back.
Love that.
If the Vikings want to run the ball, you tell them what's up. And not just that, but I saw Andrew Billings catch a ball in the trick play practice way back when at Hallis Hall. Could that be something we see later? Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but in the future. This is a pro Andrew Billings house and Layla's house, so I'm into it.
I thought you were saying interception, but okay, that works too. I
like, No, trick play.
I like both of your selections. I do, and I know that what I'm about to say for offense sounds very 2023 or maybe even last year, but I'm going DJ Moore, and I'm not saying DJ Moore is going to be the most important part of the offense by the time the season ends, but I think experience is going to be big in this game tonight. I think that they have made it pretty clear with some of the things and some of the things that they showed us that they were doing with DJ Moore in terms of letting him thrive in space, whether that's handing the ball off to him, whether it's getting a screen pass, whether it is, you know, taking the handoff, as I just said. So I think that there's going to be a lot in store for DJ Moore. I think at least for tonight that he's going to be hugely important. And then my guy on defense, because Jalen Johnson is iffy for tonight, and even if he does play tonight, I don't know if he'll have the full boat. So guess what, kids? Tyreek Stevenson is a person that I am circling because he is going to have heavy responsibilities. And let's say Jalen Johnson does play and he is shadowing, he is sticking to Justin Jefferson, then the responsibility goes up tenfold for Tyreek Stevenson. So Tyreek Stevenson has to have a great game tonight for the Chicago Bears.
Poke yourself in the face, Mac. Tyreek, poke yourself in the face mask. Fire yourself up.
That's right.
Put the finger on you.
We can all recover.
Just
we can
don't poke
all
your eye out.
Put it away. Put everything away from
possible?
Last year.
I don't know. I don't want to know.
Don't explore that during the game.
Don't enter like Puka Nacua yesterday with the eye, the blood coming out of his eye.
Oh yeah, that was creepy.
Gross.
That was very football.
Number two.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your concern level about the Bears' injury situation heading into tonight's season opener against the Vikings?
Oh, that's a good solid over 5 for me. It's a 6 because the secondary is too injured. Like, I need less injuries on the secondary. And what's up with TJ Edwards being listed as doubtful? And then Brad Biggs this morning on Mully and Haw said that could be a multiple week injury. And I think he's just saying that based on the nature of how hamstrings work and when you're doubtful like that. And unfortunately, it's something 5 years ago, I believe, that it affected TJ Edwards, who's normally so reliable. But it's definitely higher than 5 for me.
Yeah, for me, I'm going to say it's 6.6 with the repeating line over that 0.6 because, yeah, I'm 2/3 concerned. That's where I'm at, which I guess technically would be 6.67 because you'd round up. But now I'm going to say 6.6 with the repeating line over it. It's concerning because defensively, while they look great offensively in terms of the health, defensively, it is a mess. It is a minefield. And I hope that Dennis Allen, being the experienced defensive coordinator and former head coach that he is, has everybody understanding what their roles are tonight and how important each player up and down that depth chart actually is.
That's why I'm going to go 5 on you guys. I'm not going to do the 6 thing because of Dennis Allen and why he's here and what he can do as far as creativity is concerned. The TJ Edwards thing is a big deal. He is a tackles machine. But Dennis Allen was talking about the need to make adjustments, and the team that adjusts the best is going to win. And TJ Edwards being out, which he seems like he's going to be, makes me wonder, like, Jaquan Brisker creeping up into the box. And he loved, like, you talk about a guy who loves to tackle and go up against the run game. I think you're going to see some of that if TJ Edwards is out. The Jalen Johnson thing, it's such a mystery at this point. I don't have a good feel, like, to say yes or no that he's going to play. My guess is he goes to Soldier Field. You'll probably see him out there 3 hours before the game, going through some exercises, and then they will make a decision after that backstage. But if he is out, I mean, that's obviously a big issue for the Bears, which is why I put all that importance on Tyreek Stevenson. But I'm going to go 5, and it's just because maybe it's just, you know, blind luck that Dennis Allen is here and he can make those adjustments.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Number three.
Question number three here on 5 on it. Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody here on the score, and you, the listener. Is it all falling apart for the Cubs?
Sure feels that way. Robbie, back to you. You can't lose a series to the Nationals, and not just that, who by the way, I think since the All-Star break might even be worse than the Rockies, but it's the fact that you keep missing critical days with no real answers. Like, didn't we hear on Saturday that Saturday was going to be a critical day for Kyle Tucker, and yet we still have no decision there on what his injury status is? Can somebody guide me through this? Because when you tell me you want to do X, Y, and Z, then I'm expecting you to do X, Y, and Z. So when you keep kicking the can down the proverbial road here, and I feel like I've been through this before with this man at this time, what's going to be different? So then you answer that with a win, but then another loss. And when everything just fell apart yesterday, and that game where I was pretty confident about things, and, you know, again, I'm like, oh, Carson Kelly home run, like, things are looking up, like, this is a good little day. No, 6-3 loss. So I know that the playoffs are still squarely in the realm of possibility for the Cubs, and with each passing day in September where that's the case, then you know they're getting into the postseason. But then what? Then what? It just doesn't make me feel good. Like, the confidence index is lower.
So my issue with this whole thing is that we all have times during the season where we feel like, oh, they've hit a low point. Oh, they've hit a low point. Oh, this is probably the best they've played all season. With the Cubs, though, it is a low point of the season. And here's why it's the low point of the season. They're dealing with injury problems, which they dealt with throughout the season. But now it's September. So these injuries feel very much like if you don't get it together in the next couple of weeks, the playoffs will have started and ended for your team because you weren't prepared because you didn't have your best players available. Kyle Tucker, not knowing what's going on with him right now and his calf. Pete Crow Armstrong, less serious injury, but still, you'd like to have him in the lineup and feel like his knee is good to go. That looked painful what happened to him. Mm-hmm. And now Daniel Palencia, your closer, sidelined for who knows how long because of what's going on with his shoulder.
That's a preview.
That it seems like everything is indeed falling apart. And it's falling apart, frankly, at the wrong time for the Cubs, who now, what, 7.5 back? Not that they can't make up that ground, but still, 7.5 back seems like it's a bad thing.
No, I think you're losing that bet.
I thought Friday was like the template. Like, that felt like Cubs' first half of the season. They win 11-5 and they get home runs from Swanee, Happy, and Horner, all getting home runs. Javier Saad, you know, gives up four runs, but that's okay.
I was there.
I was there. You weren't. And then on Saturday, I mean, come on, they lost to the Lord. They lost to Brad Lord. That's understandable. I understand. Like, if the Lord is pitching, like, did you guys listen? I was listening on the radio and watching that game. Zach was pretty hilarious because there was a couple moments. I don't want to like misquote or mischaracterize, but he did make some, there was some Lord humor going on in there. So I'm not going to get mad at the Cubs for losing to the Lord. Yesterday was absolutely horrific the way that game went down. And did I not call it? to you, Marshall.
I was with you, though, the whole way.
Like I said, like for some reason, like people might know this about me. I've talked about batting stances and presence at the plate before. Josh Bell, since he debuted with the Pirates, and I was there for his debut, like he has always scared me. Something about big lefty power hitters always gets me. And I was like, before he came up, I was like, I expressed on our text thread, I said, this guy scares me. Boom. Oppo, three-run homer.
That's exactly
what happened. To be fair, he'd already given
up
a home run.
That is what happened. So what was the question again here for this?
Is it all falling apart?
It's not all falling apart, but this was a really rugged, bad weekend. Because I think most people, there was kind of an assumption of a sweep. I think that is what people were expecting.
Yeah, yeah.
Not lose 2 out of 3 in pretty poor fashion.
I was assuming a sweep, and not just because of Friday. Friday, the elements did have a factor.
Yeah.
The wind was absolutely howling
to
outfield. But what happened Saturday?
Yeah, the Lord.
And what happened yesterday?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Was that for the Lord?
That was Zach Sabin just laughing in the background.
Yeah,
it's a soundtrack to my summer.
Just find Zach somewhere in there. I think there was some sort of allusion to the Lord, that the Lord was pitching.
Also, like, you can't, like, I mean, come on. Spiegs doesn't get to do this all the time. You can't even win for Spiegel yesterday.
He had some action, though, in the fifth inning. He sounded great. Bears?
Number 4.
Closer Daniel Palencia exited the ninth inning of the Cubs' 6-3 loss to the Nationals with a right shoulder injury. Here's what manager Craig Counsell had to say about it.
He's felt some tightness in his posterior right shoulder. You know, docs have looked at him. Probably best to that's all we have right now. Probably let him just kind of calm down a little bit and see how we are in a couple days, a day or so. But right posterior shoulder.
Who should be the Cubs' closer if Daniel Palencia is out for the year?
Yeah, I think it might be the old Craig Counsell coin flip answer. Do you remember when he was asked about who the backup outfielders are? And then it was like the second outfielder to back up, and he's like, coin flip. And I get it. He was being PAC, partially annoyed Craig Counsell. But I don't know that it can go back to Porter Hodge. Does it do that by default because you have no choice? Because, I mean, he was the guy last year for them, but nothing about him has given me confidence that would be the total answer here.
Listen, this answer is very simple. Cade Horton, as you know.
Cade Horton?
He's
you
not,
want him to close?
Yeah, that's how you limit his pitches.
He's there not the go. Answer. He's got a .77 ERA since the All-Star break. You know who's got a 0.00 ERA since the All-Star break in 20 appearances?
Oh.
You know who's got 25 strikeouts in those 20 innings pitched? That would be Brad Keller. This is not a hard thing. He's given up 3 hits over 20 and a third since the All-Star break. Let me back that up one more time. 3 hits allowed in 20 and a third innings since the All-Star break. No runs. It's Brad Keller. .44 whip.
Yeah.
Can I ask a quick addendum question to the question? I guess 3A would be the question. Yeah, no, it's a good question. Would you want to replace Palencia if they say he's healthy today, if they're like he's good to go, would you still want to change the closer?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's been pretty shaky for the last, 4 weeks?
No doubt. I just wanted to ask a question. Okay.
Daniel Palencia's got a 5.94 ERA since the All-Star break.
I'm down with Brad Keller, too. Unless, where's Ryan Presley these days? Is he still on the streets?
Oh, don't do that.
Can he come back?
Don't do that.
He had some moments, but I'll go Brad Keller.
Five on it. Number 5.
Last question here at 5 on it. Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Rowe to you, the listener. Are the White Sox more fun to watch than the Cubs?
Is that your answer?
Well, they did just sweep the Twins over a 4-game series in Minnesota. And then, Robbie, what do they do against the Tigers?
You know, sport, like, there's so much turmoil going on in this world right now. The fact that we care about sports right now is, I mean, come on. What are we caring about?
You know, if I'm
not priorities
mistaken,
that we have.
They took the series against ye Detroit Tigers, did they not? And there's nothing, like we were saying about Coach of the Year, When you see a redemption project happening in progress, and they get to play spoiler, and they got to face their nemesis, the weird blank Minnesota Twins, man, it's been a good week for the White Sox.
One of those teams has won 7 of their last 8 games, and if you take out the Terescuba game, let me give you their run totals in those games. 6, 12, 4, 11, 7, 6. Got Ooh. That? Are those sexy numbers to you? Because they're crooked.
Touchdown in there.
Now, Terrence Kubel, who it's either him or Garrett Crochet, for in American League Cy Young. That's who shut them down. Other than that, they've been teeing off on everyone. Meanwhile, y'all are out here begging with like the fox with the sunglasses on, with the cup out. Somebody please give us some runs. Somebody please give us some runs. That's what Cubs fans have been doing for the last week and a half.
I'm sorry, but
that 11-5 game is pretty wild. But yeah, I feel you.
A team that is 55-89 cannot be more entertaining to watch than a team that is trying to get into the playoffs. So the Cubs are still far more entertaining to watch, just because every single game there is something on the line, and every single day we come in here and it's something different in the name of the Cubs getting to the playoffs. That's my answer.
I have a bet for Mark, since he just said that. Do you want to make a bet? I bet the White Sox have a better record post All-Star break than the Cubs do this season.
What is it right now?
One team is one game over 500. One team is one game under 500.
I think the better question would be a futures bet. Do you think that by, let's say, May next year, is the White Sox are going to have a better record than the Cubs? Is that where you're going
no
with
idea.
This?
I have no idea.
Sounds like you do have a pretty good idea. It sounds to me like you think the Sox are better than the Cubs.
You're trying to force that bet into May.
Yeah, you're trying
September.
To get to the offseason where people get paid and we know who's paying and who's not.
How much you want to bet, buddy?
A dollar.
Oh, that's right. We're the $1 show.
Yes.
$1.
We're the $1 show. That's right. We are cheap.
Listen here, if there's one thing I've learned, if you can't win consistently, make sure you win enough to ruin other people's plans, Tigers.
Oh, man. Boy, this
where
is
do
just
I find a dollar bill? I don't know where to find dollar bills.
Just go across the street. That's where I found one.
Y'all. Scavenge.
I found a dollar at the Jewels yesterday coming out of the little change chute. A little dollar just dangling out of there.
And you took it for your own?
No, I did take it, and I was going to give it to somebody outside, but they saw me taking it out, so I just gave it to the people at the Jewels.
Oh, you got caught red-handed.
I did. Well, yeah. I had good intentions with it. I was going to put it in somebody's bucket, but I gave it to the Jewels people.
Instead, put some runs in the Cubs bucket.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.